What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy fucking Thursday. We forgot on the last episode.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the woohoo, and I'm like, please don't do it.
Oh, we were supposed to go happy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Whatever. We don't keep up with things here.
Yeah, we're not.
I feel like we're both very forgetful people.
We are. It's terrible.
Do you have a good memory?
I have a great memory.
For things that happened a long time ago.
Like shit like yesterday. We were last week. Oh, or even yesterday. We're like, oh, I have the leftover. Take them upstairs.
Yes, I was trying to give her leftovers. Forgot. And then she walks upstairs and I'm like, I didn't give you shit.
Yeah, both forgot. We both just spoke about it. Yeah. I walk away, we both forget. But those type of things, I'm a person, if I'm going to Target or Walmart for milk, if I don't write down I need milk, I'll forget milk.
I live by my list.
So
you know that.
In that sense, yes, you do.
Yeah.
But in that sense, I'm very, very forgetful. But, you know, I hold on to every memory. You know?
Like, I won't even remember a nail appointment. Like, everything has to be written down.
Well, you have a very busy lifestyle. You know, you have a lot going on.
I guess. There was one time, did I tell this story on the podcast? I don't know. I was going to therapy in 2020, and I literally didn't write it in my calendar, and I just fucking forgot. Like, because it wasn't in my calendar.
You sent her strawberries?
I sent her fucking chocolate-covered strawberries. I felt so damn bad. She goes, Alyssa, you had an appointment today. I'm like, fuck! And I wasn't even, like, out doing something else. Like, I literally was home. Like, I could have went. You know what I mean? So I was so mad at myself.
Because it wasn't in your calendar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so mad at myself. Like, my to-do list, I literally just use the iPhone app, and then my calendar, like, saves me. I'm like, you want to do something the other day? I need to write it down, so let me know. I don't know why.
I do. I use the little note section in my phone.
Yes.
This way you could, like, check it off as you do it.
Every day.
But it'll like, milk, eggs, bread, this, that. But if I go in the store, and then it's like, now it's okay because I don't have to walk and hold a shopping cart or a cane.
Yeah.
So now I can look at my phone.
Yeah.
But before it used to be Aaliyah, just look at my phone, see what else we need. Ma, that's all we needed. And it's like, no, that's
you're lying.
Not all what we need.
Me and Zayn have a grocery list that we share. You know how me and you share the Ogmil note?
Yeah, me and Aaliyah share it.
Oh, okay.
But she never wants to take out her phone. She's just whatever. Dude, whatever.
It's like so much work.
It's so much work. Meanwhile, they're on it all fucking day long. I know. Whatever, dude.
It's always the people that don't answer, too. It's like, I know that you're on your phone.
No, you're on your phone.
It's like, everybody knows I'm on my phone. Do I answer quickly? I feel like I answer quite quickly.
You do. Yes, you do.
Because it's always near me.
Yeah.
Or I have my watch or something. My toxic trait, though, is sometimes if I look at it on my watch and I'm like, okay, I'll respond to that.
You'll forget.
But it's already opened, then I'll forget it's even on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, now I'm just thinking about it. Like, my friend Dakota texted me and I never answered. I'm just thinking about it right now.
Well,
because I opened it and I'm like, oh, I can't respond right now, but I will.
Oh, you know what I have a terrible habit of? I showed Ever yesterday because I feel like sometimes he thinks I just use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
But Aileen texted me the day before. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a meme, like, how are you feeling or something like that. I wrote out a whole fucking paragraph and I never hit send.
What?
Never hit send. So yesterday morning when she texted me, she's like, hey, you up? Good morning. And I went to respond back. I'm like, there. I said, Ever, just so you know, like, this is it. I wrote this.
You're like proof in the pudding.
Meanwhile, I'm like, fuck, she's going to think I just totally ignored her because it looked like I read it and never responded. I'm like, fuck balls. But she would see on her end the bubbles.
That you were typing and then just stopped.
Okay. All right. So she.
If she was on your messages still, unless she just hit send and then closed her phone.
Fuck balls.
Did you say, holy shit, I had this taken?
Yeah, I said
it. You know what I would do? I would screenshot it.
Be like, yo,
send it.
This was like yesterday. But I've done that before where I'll open up. I think I've probably done it to you, Zayn, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to have to go to work.
Yeah.
Me and Ever always, okay, I'm here. Have a good day. Yeah. So I would always do that. And he'd go, I'd get a message, honey, you okay? And I would open it, and I'm like, I never fucking hit, like, hi, honey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I don't understand.
Really?
It's
I feel like I've
hard.
Never done that.
Oh, I do it.
Maybe, like, once or twice in my life, but it's not, like, a habit.
I mean, okay, let me not, it's not, like, a daily ritual.
Right.
It's happened a handful of times. Yeah. But it always seems to be, like, fuck, like, you're an idiot, Jerry. How hard is it to just press that blue little arrow thing?
Uh-huh.
It's not that hard.
I do it way too often where I read somebody's message and I'm like, or I'll like respond to my head and I'm like, okay, I'll respond to them. But once it's opened and it doesn't say that I have a message, mm-hmm. it's forgotten. Which sucks because usually I feel like I'm a pretty good texter. Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty quick with it. But if I'm like busy in my day or something, it's screwed. Anyways.
Another reason why I don't want to watch.
The Apple Watch?
I think that would fuck
me. It would fuck you up?
It would fuck me up.
Why?
I don't know. First of all, I can't even press the fucking arrow on iPhone. You want me to do something with that tiny little watch?
You probably could.
Girl. I can't even see shit.
I have the smaller one. Zane has a bigger screen. They make like a bigger screen for it.
Ever actually said he wants a fucking Apple Watch.
Oh, that's a good Christmas gift.
For what, though? For what?
It's just fun to have.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. Dude, whatever.
We did family cooking.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that. I totally forgot.
And that was the leftovers.
Yeah, that was the leftovers that she forgot.
And it was delish.
We did buffalo. Oh, how was it last night? Was it even better? Heated up?
It was good. Yeah. It was just like that night. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what happened is I heated it up and then I had to run out with Ever.
So it was like.
So I didn't want to hit it up again because it would have really super dried out. But so like the sides were super crispy.
Yeah.
But the bottom just from sitting started getting a little not crispy. And that's what I loved about it was the crispiness of it.
Yeah, I know.
But no, it tasted fine.
Yeah.
Like the taste was fine. It was just getting a little there. But
yeah, we did shredded buffalo chicken cheesy garlic bread.
Oh my God, it was delish. It was a little too spicy for Alyssa.
Too spicy. Yeah.
Actually, ever last night because there was two pieces left, so I figured one for the four of us. Plus, I had like a pasta dish, and that would just be a little side on, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, thank you. It was too hot. And I'm like, all right. So Imani got one. Aaliyah and I shared one.
Yeah.
But
it was very spicy.
I don't think it was, but I like spicy food. Yeah. But it was
I don't
delish.
Mind spicy either. Like, I love a good buffalo slice of pizza. But I just think that one was a little too much.
Really? You felt
it was
more?
A whole cup of hot sauce.
You felt it was more
spicy than buffalo pizza?
Chicken?
100%.
See, I felt it was very similar.
Oh, I can get through buffalo slice pizza no problem.
Hmm.
But not that.
Wow. It was good, though. It was a TikTok.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah, it was
TikTok,
fun.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Yeah, it was Mariam's recipe. We have to decide what we want to do next month.
Yeah.
Skipped August, September. So if you guys have any ideas that you want us to make something in October. Like, what's next? October. Here a month. We're getting really excited for a Broadway show. I cannot.
You were gonna say Halloween. I was like, you're getting excited for Halloween? Oh, wait, no, that would be me.
I cannot stop thinking about this damn Broadway show.
I told Alyssa, I'm like, please don't look at me because this is going to be my first show.
No. I told her I'm going to be looking at you.
No,
the whole
and
time.
I asked her not to because I'm sure I'm going to just be sitting there like with my jaw dropped.
Yes.
Like just
no,
like in
it.
Amazement, like a little kid in a candy store. Like, ooh,
100%. We're sitting next to each other.
No.
No?
I mean, yeah, fine, but I'm going to be so embarrassed.
No, you're going to fucking love
just
it.
Like this.
We're going to see Jagged Little Pill if you know anything about Broadway. I personally think it's a great first show because it's very easy to follow along. The only thing is that it's not, I mean, it's a great show and the production is amazing, but it's not the coolest visual one. It's more of like a modern day story about a family versus like Wicked or Shrek was one of my favorite shows that I ever saw. Or like Mary Poppins, like something that's like very theatrical and you can like appreciate like all like the stage and stuff. Again, this one's very cool. And it's based off of Alanis Morissette's music. And so like one of the songs that they do, you ought to know, it's almost like you're at a rock concert. So it's a very cool show. It's just not like as cool visually. So I think the next show that I would take you to is because you're familiar with Wizard of Oz, if I would take you to Wicked because that's like iconic. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think Wicked has been off Broadway in so fucking long. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's a staple for Broadway. So,
oh my God.
I think this is a really cool first show, and I'm just so excited because Jerry's literally never been to a Broadway show.
Never.
And Broadway is life.
The
so.
Closest I've ever been to would be the Rockettes. I took Aaliyah to the Rockettes.
I've actually never
year.
Been to the Rockettes.
And that was just, it was amazing. It was just.
So, like, picture that, but like you're watching like a storyline, like a movie in real life.
That's what I'm saying. I am definitely excited. You know, and that's why I was like, please don't look at me because I'm sure I'm going to be like making the silliest faces. Like, just.
I was crying at this show. It's a good one.
Wait, like crying emotionally?
Yes,
crying?
Yes. Oh, yes. Jesus. You're gonna love it.
Ugly crying.
You are gonna love it.
No cameras allowed, right? Good.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to film theater. That is like a big no no.
I'm excited now.
You're not allowed to take pictures of them, videos, like, because it's like you don't want to ruin their show for other people. Right. People do it anyway, of course. It's like recording in the movie theater. Like people do it anyway. But you'll get kicked out. Mm. Yeah. And a lot of people are very like, you don't speak during the show either.
Yeah.
But like, we can like whisper to each other, but I'm sure you won't get lost. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a very easy to follow along show. So I'm sure you won't be like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like, you'll be fine.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it'll be Aaliyah's first. Nah.
I think she said it will be her first show.
Yeah, it will be.
One of my favorites, ironically, was also West Side Story. Years and years and years ago.
God, I love
but it was West like Side. Mostly in Spanish and I still fucking loved it.
West Side Story, the book, the movie, like I loved all of that. We did the play in high school.
Yeah.
Like that was great.
Yeah, the movie is my shit.
I
liked hearing all the music live from the movie because I was so familiar with it. I'm trying to think what else. Shrek was like really one of my all-time favorites. I know it sounds so cheesy, but it was again like the visuals of it and the swamp and like Shrek's outfit. Like it was like just so cool to like look at. In person.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that one was cool.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Very forward to it.
That's going
to
be
It's actually
awesome.
A week before, I think, Halloween, too.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of October is going to be busy bee.
So excited.
I know, me too. And then next week I'm going to Atlantic City for my mom's birthday. That's what she wanted to do. And then I'm going to see Billy at Governor's Ball. And I'm getting my hair done. And then I'm going to Boston.
And I'll be upstairs
twiddling my fingers. No, I love being busy. I'm like back in my prime.
Yeah.
I'm going to Boston. If you guys are familiar with the TikTokers, Sarah and Carlo, apparently she's a fan of me. And like I saw it over DM and then we got to talking and I was like, oh, I'm coming to Boston. Like I am because I've never been and like, why not? And one of my new friends, Dakota, that I met on Bumble BFF, her boyfriend lives in Boston. So I'm like, I'm not going alone. So like, let's go together. And, so that's what we're going to do. We got a little cute little Airbnb.
That's so cute.
Literally just like two nights, like get there, stay another night and then go home. But we're going to take a train.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Amtrak.
Huh.
Yeah. But then I don't have to worry about parking and traffic. Like she's like, yeah, I take the train there to go see my boyfriend. So I'm like, okay, if you're seasoned.
And then once you like get there, it'll be like Queens, Uber or he'll drive or pick you guys up.
Whatever. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Actually, we only have to take the train there because he's coming home that weekend. So he's just going to drive us home when we're ready to go home. So we'll just road trip home with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Yeah, so it's worked out really well. Anyway, so yeah, Sarah and Carlo, if you're not familiar, he's Italian and she like pulls pranks on him with like silly things that like Italians would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And they're just hysterical. And I follow them for a while and then I realized she DM'd me and I looked at her profile and I was like, he looks really familiar. And then I realized, I'm like, holy shit, I literally love your TikToks. And then so we got to talking. So internet friends meeting in real life and I'm really excited. I'll vlog it all.
That's
exciting.
Exciting.
Yes. And then we've got our show and Halloween. And then Christmas time.
Poor Thanksgiving. It gets overlooked. It just goes from Halloween to Christmas.
Yeah. I like Thanksgiving.
So do I.
It sets the tone because then once Thanksgiving is over, then it's like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, I'm fucking rambling. Are you ready to do emails?
Sure, let's do some
emails.
Or
do you have something else to say?
No.
All right. That would be it for us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you on Monday. My voice is coming back a little bit.
Yes.
And we just recorded the last episode yesterday, so.
When you only heard, like, two-thirds of the word that she was saying.
No, literally. How bad was it when you were editing?
No, it wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
No. I had to actually bump your volume up, where usually I have to bump mine up.
Usually
I
have a loud bitch.
Much louder. I'm like, wow, that's weird.
That's funny.
But no, it was fine.
Okay, well, today we're going to get into some in-laws.
Are we boring you, Alyssa?
No, dude. When I went away to the city, I was going to bed at like 4 a.m. and then still waking up at like 9:30. And I'm okay. I'm just finding myself a little more exhausted. Yesterday I was editing and I was like this at my computer. And I wasn't even on the couch. She's yawning now too. I was sitting at the kitchen table. Like usually when I sit up, I'm fine. But my body is just like exhausted. Mm. I'm rambling again.
You need to just
tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
Thank you. Go ahead. Read the email.
Me? Okay.
Haven't I talked enough already?
Sister-in-law drama.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I found you gals a couple of months ago, and ever since then, I've listened to you two any chance I get.
Aww.
I do apologize in advance. This is a kind of long story. Anyways, am I an asshole for not getting along with my sister-in-law? I was like, wait, did I put this in the wrong?
No, I'm like, is this supposed to be the am I an asshole?
But this is dual purpose. She's like, am I an asshole and sister-in-law.
Got it.
Okay, so here's the story. We used to get along great. But what changed our relationship was a few years ago for her birthday. We went bowling at the time, and I had just started dating her sister. I was 19, and I'm now 24. Anywho, it was a really nice bowling alley, about $100 to $120 for one game.
Jesus!
I paid for one as my gift to her for her and all of her friends. Difficult purchase to make since I was going to school full-time and I had two jobs. But I figured, why not? After the game was over, my now wife and I left. Later the next day, or a few days later, I can't remember, I got a call from the bowling alley and was told that I need to come in and pay for a game and the food that was ordered.
They let them walk out without paying.
Keep in mind, I paid for the one game and never ordered food. He told me I would be getting a call from a detective. And I did. And he told me that I would be charged with petty theft if I didn't come down and pay for it. I was livid because a police officer showed up at my first job looking for me. And I was at my second job working when I got the call. Her sister actually went in to pay for it, so I'm clear there. But ever since, our relationship has been rocky. She's taken advantage of my wife and has treated her horrible. She's even made up lies about my wife and I. Even turned my wife's family against us when we helped her through so many situations. A DUI, so driving her to and from work 30 minutes each way for almost a year. Watching my niece while she was at work, and having her stay with us for a year to help reduce her rent. There was a recent issue with her. She had a problem with me and my wife, not sure why, but my wife, who is 4 years younger than her sister, was the bigger person and mended the relationship. My wife is now 25 and her sister is almost 30. I have no interest in trying to mend my relationship with her. I love her daughter and I'm a great aunt to her, but I just cannot trust my sister-in-law anymore. Do I try for the sake of my mental health or just leave it how it is? Sorry for the long story. Thanks for any advice. And I've attached some pictures.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
She sounds like a hot mess. Would you agree? That sounds like I would run away.
Far, far away?
Yeah.
You guys are adorable. Yeah. Wait, first of all, you gifted her a game for her and all her friends, $120 worth. And then they're going to play another game, order food, and leave it on your tab. That's so fucked up. I mean, I'm glad that she took care of it, but to have a fucking cop show up at your job and then a phone call at your second job.
And they're old enough to know right from wrong. They're not like little teenagers going bowling.
And then everything that they did, like the whole DUI, you're taking her back and forth to work 30 minutes a day, both ways.
And she had a problem with you guys for no reason.
No, I would not for the sake of anything. Listen, if your wife wants to. It sounds like
she doesn't give a shit.
If your wife wants to mend with her for her own self healing, that's up to your wife, but I don't think you need to do it. I mean, why? I wouldn't. I'd be like, yo, fuck you. I've helped you out so many situations and you still shit on me? Fuck you.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess it does say the wife mended the relationship with the sister.
Yeah, and like...
So then just let them have a relationship then.
Does your wife want you to have a relationship with the sister, or is she cool with you just...
I feel like it sounds like she doesn't care.
Yeah. And if if your wife doesn't care and it's not going to be awkward, then I'd be like, yo, fuck you.
Right.
You know? And if it's like a big, like, holidays, everybody gets together kind of thing, you don't want to make it awkward and you just, for the sake of the family, just be nice to her.
Be civil, yeah.
Be civil, fine. But I wouldn't fucking try to be buddy-buddy or friends with anybody who stick to me over that way. Yeah. I have to say something. I'm sorry for my potty mouth.
What?
I just have a potty mouth. Sorry.
Ditto. I'm not sorry.
Excuse my potty mouth.
I don't think you have to say that when we're almost 300 episodes in and they've been listening. I think they're used to us by now.
Yeah, I agree. I want to be better than that.
Why? There's nothing wrong with saying some curse words.
It's so trashy, though.
It's not.
Saying fuck every now and then, but I'm just
trashy.
No, but I curse a lot more than you.
I disagree.
I'm just so trashy.
I think if we did a count on an episode, I probably say fuck way more than you.
Yeah, but I say other shit, too.
Shit. But... it's just a word. It's literally just letters.
I know, but it's just
you're not trashy. Saying anything.
All right, forget it. Sorry.
I don't think that's trashy. It's such a lot of drama.
You know what it was today when I was trying to do the video for the Instagram post?
Mm-hmm.
Every clip that I was, it was me saying a foul word. Like foul. Every single.
You're like, I'm so foul. I need to speak more proper. Well, I got such a trashy potty mouth. It's a trashy potty mouth for me.
It's terrible. Sorry. Not sorry.
I can kind of do the British accent better when I have a raspy voice. It's a trashy potty mouth for me.
Oh, my eyes are crying.
I feel like Chloe from Love Island UK, if you watch that, you know.
But it's how
she talks. I sound just like her. She like slurs at the end of her words like that. And she's like, she had a little snot, but that's not it. That's how she talks. Oh my God, I literally just sounded like just like her. If you guys watch Love Island UK, I need you to clap for me at home. That was amazing.
I don't watch Chloe, it, but...
I'm going to show you a clip of her because I'm like very proud of this accent right now.
Wow, Alyssa's loving this.
No, because usually my like accents
when you think that, yeah, like that I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like, shit, I actually do sound like just like her.
She's like, hi, my name's Chloe. That's an ad. Oh my God, how funny. I literally was looking for perfumes in Ulta the other day with Zane, and Opium by YSL was very recommended, and I just got an ad for it.
Mm.
Married man. I did meet someone at work. I thought it was
someone. You did sound just like her.
Manager.
Doesn't mean I don't call him most weekends.
That's funny. You actually sounded just like her.
Nice looking. Like when she's in the shower. So this. When she's talking in there, that's how she sounds. Shit.
How are you feeling about today?
I feel great.
Oh, fuck her. Forget it. But anyways, I sound just like her, okay?
Yeah, you did. You do.
So I need to just keep this raspiness. Anyway, so... You know what I love to hear? Like, other people do American accents, so I feel like people would find it interesting because we have listeners from all over the world. Like, I hope they're at home going, good job. Good
either
job.
That or don't try again.
Or that. Zane and I love accents. It's like our favorite thing to do.
We should do something like that, Alyssa.
Oh, with Why Zane, though. Zane is way better than me.
No. I was saying for our listeners, like, we should put out a paragraph.
Okay.
Like, let's say whatever. Put out a paragraph and then have our listeners from around the world send in they're voicing that same paragraph just to see how different people sound saying the same thing.
Okay. And then we have to try to impersonate it?
No, I'm just saying to like hear it. I think it would be really fun to hear.
Yeah.
Like we've done a lot of like have them say our names or let's try to say their names. But I think having them actually, because it's hard when like just now you were trying to look for a part where you sounded exactly the same. But if it was the same thing that everybody was saying, we'd really be able to differentiate and listen to different people's way of saying it. I think that would be really fun. Let's do it, please.
I wish I had an accent. We can do
we
that.
We do.
Yes.
We have a Long Island accent. We're Long Island.
No, but like we just have no spice. Like if I talk like
do you ever listen to like Long Island Medium?
Like, well, yes, but
okay, so
I feel like this is a little
like.
Bit
I mean,
more spicy.
Do you? I agree, but do you think they have an accent? No, like that's whatever you are living in. You don't think you have an accent. You think other people have an accent. So we have an accent to other people. But
yeah,
I agree that we are very boring.
Yeah,
like. I like
spicy.
Australian accents or like English accents. Like
even like all different parts of England are all different too. Yeah. Like
Irish.
Yeah, like watching Love Island UK, like they'll be like, oh, I'm from here, I'm from there.
And
it's
different.
All different.
Wow.
But they can like tell by the accents, like I have no fucking idea.
Well, it's like us. From. If somebody's from the Midwest, we'd
like,
be able
we
to
can
tell. Right. If someone's from down south,
or
we
Boston.
Can tell. Right.
Boston.
Right. So we can definitely tell. So I guess it makes sense. But for us being outsiders, we were like, whoa.
I know.
How do you even know?
I just feel like, it's just better.
Better?
It's just better.
Because ours suck.
Okay. Anyways. Sorry, that was like way fucking off topic. How did we get there?
Who knows?
Because of my accent.
Do we ever know? Oh, that's it, because of the accent.
She sounds like a hot mess. If your wife doesn't care, if you don't have a relationship with her, then it sounds like you guys are just not clicking. So then just let it go.
Yeah.
But it does suck that she said that they were close at one point. That does suck. Because like, you want to be close with your in-laws, you know?
Mm-hmm. But she has the niece. Right? That she said she's a great aunt to. That she is a great aunt to her niece, so.
Yeah, but that's the sister's daughter, so.
Yeah.
They're like a package deal, you know what I mean?
Nah.
No?
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to turn off my fucking vacuum. I need to change the time. Because it goes off at 10 o'clock, so it's bound to happen while we're recording.
Mm.
Anyways, we can continue. Okay.
Why isn't she shutting off?
Because it's loading. Stop, I'm stressed. Yeah, I shut off my vacuum. It's not loading. Okay, here we go. End task. I bet they can't even hear it anyway, so.
Okay. I know there's a lot of things that we think are so loud in the moment when I'm editing.
You
I'm like, you shouldn't hear it.
No, yeah. These mics are great. This one's massive, so sorry. The font. Fuck. Do you want me to go to the next one and then you can go back to that one?
Yeah, or I'll just do this one in a row and...
Okay.
Mother-in-law advice. Read before November. Hi, listen, Jerry. First off, I want to say how much I love this
She's already apologizing. I just didn't even say it.
No,
although I don't have it in front of me anymore.
Word is. First off, I want to say how much I love this podcast. I apologize if this is long. I have become addicted. I found the podcast from finding Alyssa on YouTube this past quarantine. I love your videos and all your cats.
Thank you.
P.S. Our cats, Benji, are meant to be lovers. They both drink from the sink and act the same.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I'm writing in because I need...
I think she spelled pain in the ass wrong.
Wait, B-E-N-J-I. That sounds perfect to me. Anyways, I'm writing in because I need advice with my family situation revolving around my mother-in-law. Oh, That whole revolving word, that's like right there, Pom. A little backstory. My mother-in-law and I have not always gotten along. In face, she hated me. In fact, she hated me at first. For the first couple of years, my husband and I started dating. He was not allowed to hang out with me, and I was not welcome at her house.
Oh, God.
I wasn't good enough to be with her son
or
around her. I didn't do anything wrong. She just didn't like the fact that me and my now husband were dating and wanted to go and do a couple things.
Oh, because her shit doesn't stink, right?
Nobody's does.
My God.
Fast forward, he moved out. We didn't have to be around her. And we eventually got married and had two kids. When I had my first baby, my son, everything I did was not good enough still. Mind you, I was a young mom and pretty much a single parent because my husband was deployed at the time. I tried to do everything I thought was best. I breastfed, cloth diapered, made my own baby food. I tried really
hard to be the
quote-unquote perfect mom. My mother-in-law bitched about everything I did with my kid. If I cloth diapered, it wasn't doing it right. If I made homemade baby food, I was doing it wrong. If I breastfed, my baby was still hungry.
Oh.
The sound effects. I love it.
I have nothing to look at. I'm bored over here. It's like I'm listening to the podcast.
Okay. If I didn't do any of that, what I was doing still wasn't good enough. She would tell me how I needed to fix things in her eyes, and I would. But when I would fix things according to her recommendations, they were still not good enough. We didn't have a good relationship, and she still didn't like me because I'm not a good mom and wife. And this is my first time having a kid and being a military wife. She was a military wife too, and you guessed it. The way I wifed was not right. This went on for about 2 years. When I had my second baby, my daughter, we got stationed away from the family.
Thank God.
And I didn't have to hear anything because she was not around. It was great.
Magical.
My relationship was better with my mother-in-law. Kinda. Well, fast forward to present day. My husband is getting out of the military, and he is getting a job close to my in-laws in Florida. It's a career, and we will be making good money and in the location we like. But we are wanting to buy a house. We have been renting for years and in the military housing for years and wanting to buy a house. We moved there in November and have not had any luck finding a house yet that we like. We haven't had any luck finding a house we like enough to buy, and there are no places to rent that are worth the price.
Wow, since November? That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but the housing has been crazy. Market's coming down, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Finally.
Thank God.
My problem is my mother-in-law. I don't want to live with her. I know it'll be bad.
Don't live with her.
Don't get along when we are around each other. She is not nice to me, and she critiques everything I do. And what I do is not good enough or the right way. I don't know how we will be living there if we do. I have another option. My parents, who live 12 hours away, told us that we can stay there, the kids and I, until we find a place to live. That means my husband will be living with his mom because he will be working. If we do this option, we will be living 12 hours apart. Because my husband has been in the military our whole marriage, we haven't really been together a lot. We finally want to live together and be a family now that the deployments are out of the way. I just don't know what I should do. Should I live with my parents or his? Thank you guys so much. Love you guys and the podcast. I've attached some pictures of our family. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Your kids are so adorable. You guys are so adorable.
She needs a reality check.
Here you go. Now you can look at the pictures and see who we're talking about here.
This woman needs a reality check. Get your man with another fucking woman and see how she likes it then. Fucking making homemade baby food and cloth diapers, and it's still a damn problem.
Look at her with her little makeup, the little girl. She has a little ponytail. She has her makeup. I love it. That's so cute.
Oh, my God, adorable. We're going to do a little Halloween elf. This is scary.
You guys are adorable. Are absolutely adorable. Okay, so here's my thing real quick, and then Alyssa can go.
Because
everything,
off.
Like, Alyssa says things so, like, much better than I, but I'll just tell you my advice. You said that you tried to do everything she recommended, and it still wasn't good enough for her. Be who you are. Be the mother you want to be. Be the wife you want to be.
Yes.
If your husband doesn't have a problem with the kind of wife you are, fuck her. If your kid, you're going to be the best parent to your kids, regardless if they're cloth diapered or not.
Throwaway diapers or fucking food from the baby store or formula or breastfeeding.
That's what I'm saying. You have to do what's best for you, not what you think is best according to her.
Right.
You know, let her live her life and you should live your life. I think this is a very hard situation. Like, you want to be with your husband. You haven't been together for all these years because of all the deployments and stuff like that. Your mental health, in my opinion, is going to plummet if you have to go live with this lady.
Avoid at all costs. Do not do that. Keep renting.
I guess if they're renting, it's too much for them right now. It's financially. They're not getting enough out of renting, you know? But I think, again, my opinion, it's a sacrifice. You know, so either you're going to have to be 12 hours away from your man or you guys rent and it'll just take longer to buy a house. Plus, the market's coming down. So put a little extra money into renting now. Sacrifice maybe a little something smaller for your mental health. It's so much. It's so important. It's so important. So think of the sacrifices now to have your mental health be intact, you know?
I would totally 100% still keep renting, even if you think it's not worth the price. Like, I would just keep renting and really, really put in a lot of effort to find a house to buy. Get, like, a super short lease if you can. Rent.
Like a month to month.
Yeah, even if you do that.
Month to month.
Yeah. And then keep looking for a house, like, for real. I think that both of those options are terrible, to be honest. I don't think that you should move 12 hours away, and I definitely don't think you should live with his mother. So...
Yeah, but if they can't afford the rent.
She didn't say we can't afford it. Yeah, but she just said it's not really worth the price and we've been renting and we just want to buy, which I totally understand. But I think that the best option is to rent until you can find a house, which you will soon. Like Jerry said, the market is getting a lot better. That's personally what I would do because your mental health is so much better. And I think that your mental health would plummet in either of those situations. I don't think you should be 12 hours away. You have children together. And I don't think that you should live with this toxic woman. So.
Can we just talk about her for a minute? Like, why?
I'm mad at her.
So am I.
I hate when people tell people how to parent. Like, that is not your fucking right to say, oh, you should be feeding them this. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. I was like, that is my child.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law is thinking it's their baby.
No, the only time I ever think that I would, and I know this would never happen, but... Only time I would ever voice my opinion is if I felt that baby was in harm for any reason.
Well, obviously. You know,
but if...
She's fucking making homemade baby food and using cloth diapers. Like, what?
But it's like she did that to try to be the perfect mom in her eyes. And it's like, no.
That doesn't make you the perfect mom. Exactly. You can go buy food at the store and use a damn throwaway diaper and you're still a great mom.
Exactly. And that's my point. So fuck her. Stop trying to live up to her expectations of who you are and just be... as long as you're proud and you know what you're doing, don't let
people tell you what to do.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
I think about the future when Zane and I have children, and like I feel like I'm gonna have to be very like surface level on YouTube because I will get very annoyed with people telling me like what I'm doing wrong and like things like that, like that shit. Like again, like everybody shit stinks. Like, people getting mad, like, for feeding their kids chicken nuggets for lunch.
Oh,
like,
I saw something with a cheese doodle one time, and I'm like, you fucking kidding me. Like,
joking.
Like, a kid doesn't have a fucking cheese doodle.
Like, shut up. And it's the people sitting in bed eating their fucking chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Like, mind your business. My kid's going to be okay. They're fed.
Right.
So, like, I can't stand when people are so fucking judgmental. Like, they're perfect.
Right.
It's like, let people parent how they want. Mm-hmm. The kid's fed. The kid has a changed diaper. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fine child. You know what I mean? They're bathed, they have food, they're fine.
Love it.
They have a roof over the head, they're good. And that's it. Cares what bottles you use and what formula you use or if you breastfeed or if you put them in a crib or if you put them in a bassinet or if you, like, the baby's fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. You can give people like colorful toys, people like wood toys, people like I don't know. It really just, I don't know. I can never be that bothered that I care about somebody else's child that much and what they're doing.
Like I said, unless you see that a child is in harm,
it's obvious.
Fucking mind your business. It's like, let them parent. Unless there's something wrong with that child, you just stay out of it.
But people will be so dramatic nowadays. Like if the kid's walking around the house barefoot, like people will freak out about it. It's like, Or if they eat, if they see them eat like a fucking French fry off the floor, it's like, I promise you, they're gonna be fine. Like, kids put fucking dirt in their mouth. Like, they're gonna be okay. Like, I promise they'll be fine. And it's the people going to the fucking clubs, fucking making out with random people. Like,
or taking their shoes off and dancing on a dirty fucking dance floor.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Literally.
No.
Mind your business.
Oh my God.
Look, I'm not even a mom and I'm getting agitated already.
Don't worry, Alyssa, I won't ever do it.
Thank you. Like, just as long as the kid's fed, literally.
And loved and cared for. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the most important. Oh, you know, and I wonder if she has regrets of how she did things, parenting. So now, I wonder.
Yeah,
I
what mean, if I she's like, know. Fuck, like, I don't want to fucking clean these cloth diapers anymore. Like, I just want to throw it in the garbage.
No, I'm saying, like, the mom. Like, maybe the mom regrets shit mm-hmm. she didn't do as a parent raising her kids. So now she's, like, pointing out.
I guess.
Like, maybe that's how she was. I don't know.
But it should be, like, anything. Like, oh, you're doing that? Good for you. You're doing that way? Good for you. That works for you? Good. Like, whatever works for you.
Fucking people.
I know.
Fucking people. I'm sorry. You do
you. There's so many different methods to parenting. And, like, we just can't be judgmental of how people raise their children. Like, whatever. I'm sure there's people that don't fucking believe in strollers or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can never please everybody. Like, I'm sure there's people that are like, you shouldn't put them in the stroller. You should hold them all the time. You know what I mean? Like, there's always somebody who's mad at something. Mm-hmm. So you can't please everybody.
I mean, that's with everything in life. But yeah. I feel like everybody just feels like their opinion needs to be heard always.
Oh, and it doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus. Jesus. Just stop it.
The internet. It's going to be hard. Like, I don't know how moms do it. Like, I get annoyed now. I feel like the internet is judgy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to keep it very surface level. Even if I do, there's always going to be something. You know what I mean?
Always.
They're like, oh, why are they in a long sleeve shirt? They should be in a short sleeve shirt. And it's like, like, are you in the room? Do you feel the temperature? Are you okay?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, sorry. I just went off
but wait, listen, you have to do what's going to be best for you and not worry about trying to please her. Because obviously, even though you've taken and ran with some of the recommendations that she said, she is still not good enough. She's a person it's never going to be good enough for her.
Which technically you were doing like environmentally friendly, like, quote, better things that, like, moms that have all the time in the world would do.
And it's still not good enough for her. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Which doesn't make it any better than giving your child formula or fucking, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or giving them, like, a throwaway diaper. Like, it doesn't, your child is still being nourished and kept care of. So it doesn't make you any better if you do that. But, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do.
Man.
rent. Do the best you can. Rent. Stay away.
It's worth it. It will be worth it in the end. And you will still be able to afford a house if you have to rent for a few more months. Like, you'll make it work. You always do. You always make it work. Just keep your sanity because I could never.
It's the most important thing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mother-in-law advice. Hey, ladies, I just want to start off by saying I'm genuinely obsessed with you both and I love the podcast, but I'm going to get straight into it because it may be a long email. Sorry. Love you too. So my husband and I have been married for 2 years. He's in the Army, so we just recently moved from North Carolina to Washington State. Both of his parents have a history of addiction, drugs, and alcohol. His parents are now sober and they are active in our lives. However, his mother isn't doing so well health-wise. She smokes cigarettes, eats terribly, and leads a very inactive life. She has so many health problems and she does not take her meds like she should. She has asthma and what is that?
COPD.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a chronic pulmonary disease. It's like people who can't breathe.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is constantly talking about how she can't breathe, but she still smokes. I'm a nurse, so this drives me absolutely insane.
God, that would drive me crazy.
She does not work due to her severe anxiety. Unfortunately, it feels like she has a black cloud following her. She's broken her foot, toe, had seizures, gotten into a car accident all within the past year. She gets disability, but after paying for her insurance, car, and rent, she's not left with much money. She was supposed to fly out to visit us in September for a month, and we were so excited. We were both excited because this would be the first family visit since we moved. Well, she got sick recently, and her doctor advised her not to leave town, so we canceled her trip. My husband is hurt by this, and I feel like his mom is so oblivious to his feelings. As I said, my husband's in the Army. It's possible for us to take his mother on as a dependent. This will mean she moves in with us, and we pay for more than half of her living expenses. This is something that we have discussed, but I've always thought that it would be done in 5+ years. My husband said to me today that he really wants to get her out of Cleveland and the toxic environment that she is in because he would feel guilty if something happened to her and he didn't help. It's frustrating because his uncle offered his mom to move to Louisiana with him and she doesn't want to. It would be a much more stable environment if she would pay very little rent. And she would pay very little rent. Both of her sons encouraged her to move and she still chose not to. We live in a 2-bedroom apartment, so if she moved in with us, we wouldn't have any room for other family to stay the night when they visit. Since I'm in FNP school, I only work 1 to 2 times a week, so the money would be very tight. I told my husband this isn't the best time for us to do this, and he agreed and said he's hesitant to move her in with us because he doesn't want to ruin our marriage. It's hard for me to sit here and watch my husband feel like he has to take care of his mom, and he's constantly saying how frustrated he is that she doesn't take the initiative to get better care of herself. I've told him before that she's a grown woman and she can't be forced to do anything that she does not want to do. She is constantly posting on Facebook about how her sons are her life, yet she won't take better care of herself for her sons. I'm tempted to reach out to her and tell her how it's making my husband feel, but I don't want to overstep any boundaries. Am I wrong for telling my husband right now is just not the time for his mom to move in with us? Am I wrong for feeling resentment towards his mother for making him feel this way? Am I wrong for thinking how she created such a traumatic childhood for my husband and his brother, and now that she's sober, she is causing them to be stressed? Ladies, what would you do and/or wouldn't do in this situation? I've attached some pictures. Holy guacamole. I am so sorry. Oh my God, they have cats. They're so cute. They're so cute.
Aw. Well, first of all, you guys are so cute. Your cats are adorable. And this is hard. This is hard.
How is only so much you could do to try to help somebody. Everybody's offered to move her in. Everybody's trying to help her, and she doesn't want it. So there's only so much you can do. Your husband agrees that now is not the right time. You don't want to ruin the marriage, which it probably would in a 2-bedroom apartment. You guys would be up each other's butts all the time. I don't think you're terrible for saying that.
No, I don't think at all you're terrible.
You have to put your guys' self first, and you've tried to help her. And so at the end of the day, she's kind of like doing it to herself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think speak to your husband and ask him if he feels if you talking to her would be overstepping any boundaries, because maybe she needs to hear it from someone other than maybe her kid, you know, like maybe sort of from an outsider. And if you were to call her and just say, listen, I just want to let you know that your past is really... I don't know, because it's really not your part either. But I think because you're not the sons, maybe she would hear it differently than if it came from the sons. But, you know, I think if I was doing something that was so detrimental to Zane's health, right? Like, really, like, it's killing this kid, you know?
Yeah.
If I had such a shitty past and he had a horrible, traumatic fucking childhood... And now I'm doing more shit that's making him... It's sort of like guilting him. Like, I want to save my mom. God forbid something happens. I don't want to live with that guilt. If I was doing that to Zane and I wasn't seeing it, and then you called me and you were like, listen, I just want to let you know, it to me would be a fucking eye-opener. Because when you're doing shit, you tend not to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's always... to have somebody else. Listen, the truth hurts. So sure, if you called me and you were like, Jerry, listen, you're destroying Zane, it would be ouch. Like it would fucking hurt, but it would be like, damn, I got to change my ways.
You would be thinking,
you know,
about
I would be,
it.
Yeah. Right. I would think twice. So I think rather than hearing it from a son who's maybe trying to protect my feelings or worried about offending me or something like that, I think if it came from you in a gentle way, you know, just saying like, X, Y, and Z, I think maybe she would be like, damn, I need to get my shit together. Mm-hmm. And then offer up the idea, because you said you do want to, right? I mean, eventually move her in and have part of that, just not now because you're only in a two-bedroom apartment. But maybe in the future, like, stop your smoking, try to get better, start an active lifestyle. We're going to have medicine. Kids.
Like, you suffer from anxiety. I'm sure it's anxiety medication that she's talking about. She doesn't take her anxiety medication. She smokes cigarettes. She eats bad. Isn't active.
But yet her boys are her life. But so it's like, if your boys are your life, then you would want to take care of yourself to see them, to watch them grow, to watch them get married and have children. You want to be around for that. And I think hearing it, like I said, putting myself in her shoes, if I heard that from you versus a gentle cushioned way from Zane, it would mean, it would hit differently. Mm-hmm. So although it's hard, though,
because
point,
she doesn't want to cross a boundary.
But,
you know, like, that's even if they're saying, very close, like, I would still feel bad saying something like that to you.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Because you don't want to cross a boundary and hurt somebody's feelings. But at the end of the day, she is not being good to herself at all. But it's like, I don't know, like, how would I approach that? Like, you need to stop smoking cigarettes and take your medication and do better. Like, I don't know.
Wait, how far away do you guys live? I know she said it was going to be a fly out. So it's, I don't know. I mean, this is hard.
Cleveland. She lives in Cleveland, the mother. And now they just moved to Washington.
Wow. So it's like Ohio to Washington. That's a big one. See, it would be easier if you were there, because then you could just do things like hang out with her, better choices. Yeah. Like, without even her knowing, just making her...
I don't know. This is really hard because, like, even just watching her complain about her not being able to breathe, you're like, you're fucking smoking cigarettes, dude. And I know it's not like, oh, I can just stop. Like, I know it's not like that. But it's like, if you're not doing something to fix it, then don't complain about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to work on yourself, obviously. But I guess maybe approaching her in a way of, like, if I came to you, I wouldn't say it as, like, I think this and that. I'd be like, you are hurting your son. I think that's kind of what she said.
Yeah.
I think that might hit her a little bit better versus, like, if she just went to her and was like, you need to get better. Coming from her, it's like, I'm watching your son firsthand be very upset with your actions. It's like, don't you want to be a better mother?
And can I would definitely 100% talk to my husband first before I would talk to her.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the best. That's a great approach to have. Like, I'm watching him suffer from your actions. He loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you and watch you have you around for if and when we choose to have children, you know, and part of our life. And it's like, your actions are stopping that. Like, you were going to come and visit us and stay a whole month, and I was so excited for that. But your actions of not taking your medicines, your actions of smoking when you have COPD and anxiety and all this stuff, like, your actions are only doing more harm to him and yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't think that you're wrong at all for feeling resentment towards her, because if I put myself in your shoes, I would be very upset at Jerry too. Like, it's like, you gave them such a traumatic childhood and now you're still stressing them out even though you're sober. It's like, do better. Literally, like, do better. And then, like, if she doesn't want to, then that's who she is. Mm-hmm. And then it's just not somebody that you want in your life. It is not your job to fix her.
Right. And that's what I was trying to say. It's not even her responsibility to go to the mother-in-law.
No.
But it's...
She just wants everybody to get along.
But I think hearing it from somebody other than, like, might make an impact. So... Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, definitely talk to your husband. You don't want to overstep boundaries, because if she does come back into your life, like, regularly, you want it to be a decent relationship. Mm-hmm. Listen, props to your husband, because maybe I'm just a bitch, but if my parents raised me that way, I would have so much fucking resentment towards them. Like, props to him for... But I'll never understand how it feels. So maybe if I was in their shoes, I would consider having them back in my life. So... Maybe I won't say that, but I'm sure it's really fucking hard. It's probably very hard.
Yeah.
I think I hold grudges with people.
No, I don't think you hold grudges. I think that you can very easily just shoop.
Cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you're toxic and I'm not, yeah, and you're not good for me, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as I get older, I feel like I get more like, not sensitive, but I guess like I can't be around people that make me feel a certain way because then it's just really not good for me. Like I get like anxious and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like especially with family members, it's very easy for me to cut them off. But again, if it was my parents, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I literally wouldn't know unless I'm in that person's shoes. So yeah, I understand like just wanting a good relationship with your parents. And you're like, oh, she's sobering up. Like maybe this will be better now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck, you're still not. You're sober, but you're not mm-hmm. doing the right things.
She probably needs, the mother probably needs a lot of mental health.
100%.
Because from being an addict for however many years she was, and like great for her to break out and get out of that, but yeah, she's other things now. Like yeah, an addict, you know, I always joke around that that's why I won't start things, because I have a very addictive personality, and mm-hmm. it's like she, from being an addict, she was...
Yeah, you cut smoking cold turkey.
Yeah.
But like an addict can't do
but
that.
But I wasn't a big smoker for, it wasn't like I smoked for 20 years and then stopped. But I feel like she was, like when she was an addict, she was self-harming in a sense, right? And she's yeah, still continuing to self-harm by yeah, not taking her meds, by still smoking if she has COPD. She's still self-harming. So I think she has a lot of issues that she needs to work out through a therapist, through a mm-hmm. doctor, and just try to get herself to love herself enough to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. And everything else will fall in place, you know?
Yeah.
I would hope.
For me, like, I fucking can't with the cigarettes. Like, that's just my personal opinion. Like, to me, you're, like, literally just killing yourself every day. Mm-hmm. Like, even there was a time where I was younger, and one of my mom's friends that was over was, like, smoking on the front porch and, like, put out her cigarette on the deck and, like, left it there. And so my mom was, like, going to throw it out. And it was, like, in her hand. I, like, literally started crying. I was, like, what are you doing? Like, I was young enough to know, like, what are you doing with a cigarette in your hand? Like, don't you ever dare. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. Like, somebody really close to me smokes, and I fucking hate it. But, like, there's only so much you can say. Actually, I'll just fucking clarify, because I don't want people to think it's, like, Zane or anything. My sister smokes cigarettes. And I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate watching that. It's, like, I literally feel like you're just literally killing yourself. So that in itself... Like, if you picked up cigarettes, I'd be like, what the, like, that's something to me, like, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't you dare.
You don't know how many times I want to, but I won't.
No.
But.
Even I have some friends that I've been around while they're drinking, just have one as, like, a social thing. I'm like, no. Yeah. Don't do that. I mean, it's better than smoking a pack a day, I guess. Like, it's just, like, when they're drunk and have, like, a social thing, but. I don't know. Cigarettes to me are like, I literally have nightmares about, like, I wake up and I like smoked a cigarette.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
No.
Wow.
Never would. Never. Even when I'm wasted, I would never pick one up. Ever. Because I literally have nightmares that I've like picked one up and then I'm like immediately addicted. Mm. And so like, I literally like often I have that dream.
Really?
Yes. I am terrified of like, I don't know how it would happen, but I'm terrified of accidentally smoking one. Like, if I'm, like, in a social setting and, like, my friends, like, just take a hit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrified of that happening to me.
It is a very addicting thing.
I know what's in them and I know what it does to people. And I've seen my mom's brother suffer from cancer, dying in the hospital because of cigarettes. Like, I just think, like, my mom has always, like, growing up, my mom has always called them cancer sticks. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I view them in my head. It's like, you're literally, like, giving yourself cancer. Mm-hmm. Like, you are killing yourself every day for what? Mm-hmm. Go smoke weed. It's a plant. Mm-hmm. Like, cigarettes literally have like tar and like nasty fucking shit in them.
I mean, unless you're rolling your own tobacco, I mean, then that's a different thing, because tobacco is a leaf too. Mm. You know, but I mean, once you're getting all the other, yeah, no, you're buying them out over at the convenience store. Yeah. And they're loaded with just shit and chemicals. Yeah. And stuff like
or
that.
Or even in school when they show you like, like, school really helped me with it, too, because they show you the lungs of, like, healthy lungs. I think that's really probably what...
It scarred you.
Yeah, like, seeing the black lung. I'm like, why would I do that? That literally makes zero sense. Mm-hmm. Like, for what? So, I don't know.
You can't breathe either.
What?
You can't breathe either.
And yeah. I don't know how, like, and I get it. It's an addiction. So, like, if you guys are listening and you smoke cigarettes, I understand that you're addicted. But, right. like, please try not to. You know what I mean? Like, find help. Like, I have an aunt and uncle that were very, very big smokers, and they switched to vape, which is also very, very bad for you. Mm-hmm. But it did help them slowly stop smoking. They don't smoke anymore.
Do they vape at all? Or
don't think so.
Wow.
That's I'm not
good
sure.
For them. Good for them, but to try to get off it. And there's so
that's
many.
That's a lie.
I mean, there's nicotine. There's I just lied gums. To you. There's patches. Who? Why are you lying to
because
me?
I watched my aunt smoke a cigarette yesterday.
Oh.
My uncle does not anymore. I don't remember where I was going with that.
Telling our listeners, try not to get addicted.
Yeah, I get that it's an addiction, but I don't remember. I was on a train of thought and then I interrupted myself.
It's because you didn't want the bad karma of lying.
I don't know. I didn't. That's literally why. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like them. But that's just like, I don't know. I think school really like made me feel that way too. What I was going to say and why I clarified, I understand that people are addicted and whatever, but I was going to say, I see people like in their cars at like 8 or 9 a.m. smoking a cigarette out of the window. And like to me, that's like, you just rolled out of bed, bro. Like, did you brush your teeth? Like, we also have somebody like Zane's manager. Smoke. We try to tell him so much, and there's only so much you can do because he lives with his family and then they all smoke, you know. But watching him, like, he'll literally, like, I feel like smokers, they don't give a fuck. Like, he's out in the winter snowstorm outside, yeah. Because obviously when he comes visits, he doesn't smoke inside the house, but he'll like sit outside at like restaurants freezing his ass off just to smoke a cigarette. And it's like, I get it, you're addicted, but damn, like, I could, that is not worth it to me. Like, I'm like, I want to wake up and have like a nice breakfast and some water, not put
oh,
like
no,
that.
When you're a smoker, it's like first thing you want to do is go smoke a cigarette. Ugh, it's like certain things. Taste. It's like after a meal, after sex, when you first wake up, there's certain things that like it's just instantly. Or if you're having a drink and you're at a party, it's like instantly. Yeah. Let me just light one up for social or whatever. But yeah, it's terrible. It's a hard addiction.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I think it's easier. No, I don't want to say easier. That's a terrible thing to say. I think. It's a lot less now. When I was a kid, everybody and their mother smoked.
Really?
It was everybody smoked. It was mm-hmm. glorified then. It was on TV as being this.
Right, like it was like cool.
Yeah, it was this cool thing to do. That's why the fuck we all started, you know? And
how many years did you?
I would say. All right, so I always say I got caught when I was 13 smoking my first cigarette, but that was like I would steal the little ends in my mother's ashtray.
Right.
And pretend to smoke. I don't mm-hmm. even think I inhaled at that time. But I would say probably from like 16 to 21.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
5 years.
And literally just quit.
You just, why?
Because my mom and I did it together.
Wow.
I was getting married. I knew I wanted to have a family. I knew I didn't want to smoke
through your pregnancy.
And me and my mother made a pact. On the way to my wedding.
Wow.
We were in the car together, smoked our last cigarette. We were like, right.
On the way to the wedding, you smoked mm-hmm. your last cigarette. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that was it. Never looked back. And like my mom died 2 years later. And as much as I wanted to, through the nerves, through dealing with everything, the first thing you want to do is go smoke a cigarette. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I went outside with my cousin and my aunt once, and I almost asked for it. And I was like, I couldn't.
My mother would not want me to do that.
Like, well, it was just like breathing in what they were smoking was like, oh, I don't even want it. Like, I was so afraid that I would instantly go right back
right.
into it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I knew if I did, I would probably still be smoking today.
Really?
Because it, yeah. And I was like, I have to not use it as a comfort thing. It was a comfort thing to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it make you feel a certain way, a cigarette? Like, it doesn't make you feel like weed, right?
I don't know. I never smoked, Liz.
You had edibles.
And all I did was laugh.
Like, what does a cigarette make you feel like?
Calm.
Really?
It calms you down. The nicotine in it would calm me down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If I was like, oh my God, like stressed about something happening, have a cigarette, and it would just relax me.
Or do you think it was a placebo effect or like it literally does?
No, that's the reaction it had on me.
Right.
Yeah, it would totally just.
How much would you smoke a day? Like a whole pack?
No. Oh. I was like half a pack.
Wow.
Yeah, like a half a pack a day.
It's crazy.
And it would be, you know, I also worked full time.
Yeah.
So it was like on the way to work, I'd have one. Yeah. Maybe a lunch break before
that's
dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? Like, so it was I didn't have enough time to sit there and smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
Now, family barbecue, like Dave's mom used to smoke and his sisters smoked. Did Dave smoke? Dave may have smoked. Yeah, I don't know. But we would all sit out there during a barbecue and it would kind of, not like chain smoke. I could never chain smoke. There's people that like put it out, light another one. There's people that I knew that would like light one with the one that they were just smoking.
Oh my God.
And just chain smoke. But that shit gets me, it gets you like
lightheaded,
like a little dizzy feeling.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, I don't like that feeling at all.
Oh.
So, I wouldn't do that, but you know, social gatherings, barbecues in the backyard, I tend to smoke a little more. But during the week when I was working, you know,
I think that's why maybe I'm terrified of it because I feel like, well, A, both Zane and I would literally kill each other, so that would never fucking happen. Like, I would kill him. But I think I'm a person that likes to like Aaliyah gave me a fidget spinner, I fucking love it. Like, I like to be doing something all the time, like ADHD, and I think it would give me something to do all the time. Like, oh, I'm sitting here feeling a little anxious or awkward, I can just light a cigarette and have something in my hand. Like, that's why I'm terrified of it. Like, I think I would never, because I know how gross it is, to, in my opinion, but I think it would be, I would become addicted if I did start.
Absolutely another thing. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
If you ever watch, like, John Smoke,
yeah,
he'll come up here, he'll light a cigarette, and he'll just have it in his hand and be on the phone the whole time.
Yes.
Like, he'll might take one or two hits out of it, but the whole cigarette will burn through, and he's just on his phone. It's something to do.
Yes.
So I think it becomes such a habit that you just need it in your hand, whether you're smoking it or not. You know, you take a hit in the beginning, maybe one in the middle or whatever, but you're really burning through that cigarette. So you think also the amount of money that you're spending on something that you're really
it's not even... so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. But...
Listen, to each their own.
Yeah. And we're not, listen, I don't want to say I'm not knocking anybody who smokes, because of course I wish you wouldn't smoke.
But, yeah. No, like, please fucking stop.
I'm not judging you for doing it.
I'm not judging you, but I'm telling you as a friend listening, it's not good for you. And you want to be a nice, healthy person. Like, try to fucking stop, you know? Like, try to stop. Like, what do people do besides cutting cold turkey, or people go to the vape, or like, even remember I got you those, like, were they CBD or something? They weren't CBD. It was like essential oils.
Yeah.
Yes. I got Jerry one of those. Yes. It was called Mono. Yeah. 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 And it just, again, gave you something to do, but it was natural. Wasn't any, you weren't putting nasty fucking
it
was rat pee in your fucking
sage.
Body. Yeah. It wasn't covering your lung. It was covering your lungs with flowers instead of black tar. So like maybe something like that, or
a fidget spinner.
A fidget spinner. Like, yeah, like you need like something to do with your hands and stuff. I think it is the form of smoking also. So if people did like the essential oil things, it gives them like something to hold and smoke. Mm-hmm.
Candy cigarettes.
I don't know. Yeah. I used to love those, actually,
the ones that
ironically.
Would actually look, yeah.
Yeah, ironically, I used to love those. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not judging, but also like slightly judging you so that maybe you feel like you should stop. Because I care about you guys and it's so bad for you. But also, like, so is drinking, and I drink, but I'm not an alcoholic. I drink socially. But people could say that's destroying your liver, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so everything like, that we do, there's
to each their own,
some consequences, but smoking definitely is very detrimental to your lungs.
100%.
So, you know, having an occasional drink isn't going to do nearly as much damage
100%.
If you're a one-pack-a-day smoker.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess I'm just bringing that up because I never want to sound like a hypocrite. Right. It's like, oh, but you drank. And it's like, yeah, socially.
And you eat McDonald's, too. So once in a blue moon.
Everybody does.
Yeah, and I would say, like to say everything in moderation, but I don't think a person can smoke in moderation, you know, because that's the addiction of it. You just want
exactly.
one after another. So.
Exactly. And I feel like, too, it's part of my pet peeve. You know how I don't like the fuzzies that come in with the light in the window? Like, I feel that way with cigarette, like when somebody smokes around me. Like, I feel like it's just like going into my lungs. And I'm like, I'm not even like wanting to do this right now. Like, please get away from me.
I am the worst. What former smoker. Like, former smokers tend to have like... high sensitivity. Yeah. We'll walk past somebody smoking outside, and I'm so dramatic, and Ali gets so mad at me. She's like, "Ma, it doesn't even smell bad. Like, I like it." And I'm like, so drama. I'm like, I just don't.
I would much rather the smell of weed. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, walking around New York City nowadays, like, you smell weed everywhere. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. But I still don't like walking past somebody smoking anything because I feel like I'm just breathing in their breath, especially during COVID. I'm like, oh. And breathing in your breath.
Ew.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do that. Don't you say that you still kind of sometimes now want a cigarette?
Oh, of course.
Ugh. Yes. But even though you smell it and you're like, ugh.
Yes.
Oh, so weird.
And I think it's like you were saying, once you mentioned the fidget thing, I think that's what it is. It's for the act of doing something.
I've also tried to smoke weed, though, and I just feel like I'm not good at it. Like, I always just, like, cough and stuff. Like, I'm not a weed smoker. Like, it's just not for me.
Yeah. I don't think I'd love your... I mean, I told Imani on his 30th birthday. So if I'm still alive when Imani turns 30...
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Don't even say that out loud. You're nuts. Yeah. He's fucking 20.
I know.
Next year is his 21st. Are you going to Vegas?
Vegas?
Vegas. Vegas is... It was fun. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I'll save my money. Up. Save my money.
No, drive to Atlantic City instead.
Yeah, go to Atlantic City.
The Walmart version. Vegas. No, Atlantic City's fun. Anyways, okay, that's it. I guess we'll end it on that.
Okay, everybody.
We love you all so much, but stop smoking, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you. if you want to support us, there's a link in our description. It is $2.99 a month. You can get our episodes early. You'll get Mondays on Sundays and Thursdays on Wednesdays if you want to hear us in your ear a little bit earlier than everybody else. And it helps support us put out free episodes twice a week. So
Jeez, she makes it sound so sexual.
Want to hear us in your ear. It's the raspy voice.
Makes everything sound sexual.
Exactly.
You could be singing the alphabet right now and it sounds sexual. Okay, love you. Bye.